Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So you met that Captain Kirk, and actually there are three of them total. Of course, we've got Chris Pine, another Captain Kirk, and they hired another actor to be Captain Kirk on the new TV show Star Trek Strange New Worlds. The third Captain Kirk.
Well, I was just happy to meet Shatner. Ego and all, it was honestly... it was a strange moment. I'm glad I've got most of it on video. I'll never forget. Never forget it.
The latest actor, by the way, is Paul Wesley. Okay, so look him up. I think he was in Supernatural or one of his other shows. But the thing is here, maybe because of his ego and because he made Captain Kirk so important to Star Trek, that's why it's carried.
Absolutely. I mean, and he's a brilliant actor. I think he's just got the funny sense of humor and a dry wit about him, and you know, he used to be pretty handsome back in the day, but you know.
Yeah, he won an Emmy, by the way, twice for playing this character in Boston Legal, Denny Crane.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was
he was show. Funny with that.
He was, and I think his interaction with
Reddington, Red Reddington,
yes.
James
yes.
Spader. It's interesting to see what's happened with James Spader. He lost his hair and gained 25 pounds.
Yeah.
But to really look at James Spader, go back to the original Stargate movie.
Yes.
Okay? Where he plays Daniel Jackson. And you look at him then you look at him in Boston Legal as a lawyer, and now you look at him as the world's number one crime boss.
You know, I mean, age is different, definitely. He's gone through a lot of looks in his career, but I mean, he's still James Spader. I mean, he's again a brilliant actor, and I really do enjoy watching most of the things that he's done over the years.
We have to think Stargate, the original movie, not the TV show SG-1, but the original movie goes back to 1994, and produced and directed by the people who brought you Independence Day.
Interesting, not surprising.
And think about the pop culture they resorted to in Stargate. Of course, Stargate's a quick way, forget about warp drive, a quick way of going from one place of the galaxy to another. You go into Stargate, and 3 seconds later, you're on the other side. But what you had there also was using the concept of ancient astronauts.
Mm-hmm.
Space beings coming to us in the days of ancient Egypt and enslaving us. And then they go to another planet where the people who live there are very much like the people who may have lived in ancient Egypt. But you see, they're using the ancient astronauts theory to build this entire sci-fi scenario.
That's a great point.
And also, now that Amazon owns MGM, you might see a new Stargate show.
Oh, Lordy.
I don't think you two care about that, do you?
I mean, it's interesting. Battlestar Galactica. I'm just throwing that one out there because that was pivotal in my formative years.
Are you referring to the original or the new one?
Maybe I won't say anything because then I might date myself. Ooh, but
well, if you want to date yourself, at least you don't argue.
No, but I mean, it's interesting. Battlestar Galactica. That was what Gary Larson was LBS.
Sure. That was the one where they basically brought that out after Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Dirk Benedict, and yep, that was a fun one. I'll have to go back and try to rewatch that. That would be interesting.
I remember when that one came out and was so looking forward to seeing it, and then just ended up just being so disappointed at the, the special effects were good, but the plots were just your typical 1970s science fiction plots.
Well, yeah, but I mean, back in the day, I actually wasn't even born yet, but it's like you had Fantasy Island and the Love Boat, so.
Oh, no, my wife, I mean, she was just a kid, you know, when the original Battlestar Galactica came out. You know, she loved it, but she wasn't interested in the plot. She just liked the cute spaceman.
That was worked for me.
What did you think about the reboot?
You know what? I honestly didn't watch it.
All right.
Wait, the reboot?
Ronald D. Moore did a version of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh.
Okay.
It was on Sci-Fi. The Sci-Fi channel.
Yes, I knew them well. Revenge of the Sci-Fi. Coming to a theater near you. Engage.
Well, I guess I know what I'll be doing this weekend. Or not. You know.
Actually, what I've been doing is rewatching old episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's such a great show. It really is.
It was really a great show. And we forget the one thing about it, totally different than Star Trek, the original series. There, everybody hated William Shatner, except Leonard Nimoy, and sometimes he hated William Shatner. Mm-hmm. The difference being with Star Trek, the Next Generation, they all still worked together as friends. They all became very friendly. And they've got this new show, Star Trek Picard, where they show Captain Picard at age 80 or something, which is what Patrick Stewart is. And a lot of the same people he worked with back in the days of the Next Generation have come back. Which shows to me that they liked working with him. It's not like with Star Trek, the movies, where they really had to work to get some of those people back.
But did they, you know, do a version of Proud Mary? I doubt it. Did they make an album, Golden Throats? Probably not. So, you know, what's more important?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, so Shatner and Nimoy did an album. They were music together.
I would think there that in terms of music, Shatner and music do not agree with each other.
I definitely say I agree with you. I mean, it's like literally like, you know, Proud Mary and Shatner's rolling on the My really bad impersonation, but it's like you have to listen to it because it will scar you for life. And, you know, it's probably some of the best. It's classic.
I would think, you know, what would happen if Nimoy were on, Shatner would say, rolling, rolling on the river. And Nimoy would say, that is not logical.
He probably did. I need to go back and listen to that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I will not listen to it. I don't mind watching William Shatner as an actor because as Captain Kirk, he did beautifully. As Denny Crane, no relation to Denny Lane, the singer, Denny Crane in Boston Legal, he was fabulous, and he was fabulous enough to win Emmys.
True.
Why are we talking about this?
I'm having fun. I don't know.
I was just going to say, you need to also try to find a song that Leonard Nimoy did called Bilbo Baggins.
Ooh. I just recoiled in tears.
He used to play it on Dr. Demento. Now, I'm aging myself. Years and years ago. But I bet you could find it if you look for it. It's just so gloriously bad.
It's like Disco Duck. I, like, for some reason got that song stuck in my brain the other day. That was not pretty. That's all.
Yeah, I've heard that if, you know, you get an earworm like that, if you chew gum, that'll take it out.
You see, I'll show you how far back I go with novelty songs. Dinner with Drac by John Zacherle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
No.
It starts, a dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on the wine when I learned that the main course was me. Erica, Jane, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Anyway, John Zacherle, Dinner with Drac. You'll see it, on, I think, on YouTube. I have some of that stuff. They called him the Cool Ghoul, because what he did was host the original run of Universal horror film movies when they were released to American television in the late 50s and early 60s.
Wow.
And just think that I could quote the lyrics from this song.
They were deep and memorable, you know?
Memorable. I'm not quite sure about deep. But.
Well, you know, I was trying to... Yeah.
All right. I have one more question here from Kurt that, getting off the sci-fi subject here, just maybe I'll be briefly, but Kurt's last question is, from your perspective, Erica, since it's changed, what are a few cases that would now top your list of UFO treasures and UFO trash?
Oh, boy. I am really struggling right now to find a UFO treasure. I don't know, Kurt, you got me stumped on that one. And I need to go back and regroup and think of happy, positive thoughts and UFO cases that are actually not related to some of the things I'm working on. But I think, you know, UFO trash, that's
an easy one.
Yes, I mean, obviously we've talked about Skinwalker Ranch. That's garbaggio. I think, you know, I mean, Roswell is an interesting case. I don't necessarily believe Roswell is what they said it was, they being the UFO community. I don't know. What are your thoughts on some dubious cases?
Well, Roswell, I think, has been so overblown. Whatever it was, we have no idea anymore. I just think here that if we actually captured a real spaceship in 1947, something real would have emerged from it, not just a bunch of fanciful stories.
You would think. But, you know, it's, yeah, so I mean, I can't think of...
What about the Socorro case? That's always been one of my favorites.
Just as definitely interesting. Yeah. Definitely interesting case. I don't necessarily think that was ET, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm jaded. Like I said, I'm just so jaded. This is not, you know, I'll get over it. I will pray and bathe in holy water and life will be good and I will be back on top of this, you know, talking about really cool UFO cases because they exist. I just need to refocus.
Well, what about you? What about you, Gene?
Do I have a favorite UFO case? I think Washington National Airport, 1952, because that was really, really something weird, unusual, never satisfactorily explained.
Plus, it happened over a couple of weekends. It wasn't just like, you know, a one-off incident.
But I wonder why nothing like that was ever repeated again of that nature, that scope. I mean, a lot of sightings in different places. But some of the sightings in the 40s and 50s were almost one-offs.
Right, and they were really pretty incredible. When you look back at it, that's true. Thanks for, I mean, like, there are some cool cases. I even think, you know, O'Hare is an interesting case. Whether, you know, I mean, it's fascinating to look at. I don't know. There are cool cases. I just can't think of one. Oh, Mama needs a vacation.
No, the O'Hara case. No, that is a good one. You had a lot of witnesses scattered all across the airport. A lot of media attention. Yeah. Of course, there was the Phoenix sightings that Gene missed while they were happening.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. That is interesting. That I was busy writing a technology book while that thing was going on, and I was just oblivious to it.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
I sure do.
Dang. Yeah, it's, now that you've got me thinking, there are some interesting cases in Utah that have taken place. And so I need to, in fact, There was the Waldo Harris case, you know, a Blue Book case, and that was, he was a pilot taking off from a smaller airport in Utah, and he observed an unusual object, and they actually, as did several people on the ground at the airport, and they actually scrambled aircraft from Hill Air Force Base. But they could never find anything. In that case, to listen to, and actually Barry Greenwood gave me all of the audio calls, or excuse me, the audio interviews with the witnesses by the military police who interviewed all of them. And that's a cool case, and hardly anybody ever talks about that. And I actually, thank you, Kurt, for inspiring me now, and both of you, it's like remembering that. And that's a gem. I need to do a show on that and play the audio recordings.
Yeah, you should. I'd like to hear that one.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's really, really fascinating. And some of, the Delbert Newhouse case was very interesting in Tremont. And
what's that one?
So this was back, and I'm trying to remember what year. I should have this, you know, bold into my brain, but he was moving through Tremont, and he was a Navy photographer, from my recollection, and I could be I could be off on that one, but he got out of the car and photographed a series of kind of spherical luminous objects, and that, you know, the film or the photographs were scrutinized quite heavily. And this was a Blue Book case, and they, at first said there was something anomalous about this, but then they later changed the tune, and I believe said it was a flock of birds. But it's just the hundreds of hours of research on that case, and it's you know, some of the pictures are iconic. That's a good one. I need to go back and look at some of those old cases.
I think the ones are interesting, like the previous account, that, you know, absolutely fascinating details from really good witnesses, yet they rarely see the light of day.
Speaking of very unusual cases, we've got more to talk about, a lot more, with Erica Lukes. And by the way, we're also going to feature her on After the Paracast, our premium show, where there is no censorship, with Gene. Yes, and Erica. And Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol. It's part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, as it claimed the plant is the last part of the city that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include an interest rate hike as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West has not worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. Wall Street slumping for another week. The Dow dropped nearly 2%. This is USA Radio News. Ahead of a presidential runoff election in France, President Emmanuel Macron has the lead over his rival Marine Le Pen. A victory for him would mean he would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term. Opinion polls on him winning range in margin from 6 to 15%. The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love was killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil suit, filed by Love's mother, is seeking more than $30 million in damages. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile during her testimony during a hearing on Friday on whether she is eligible to run for re-election. Using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, voters in her district said that Greene helped facilitate the January 6th insurrection that disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will make the ultimate decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before I interrupted you, Erica, you were about to start something. Go ahead, please.
Oh, you know what? Short-term memory. I don't remember. Clearly, I need to start taking ginkgo biloba supplements.
I knew them well. It's a vocal group.
Oh.
No, I had said previously that there are a lot of really good cases with some good eyewitnesses that, you know, for whatever reasons, just don't seem to be the favorites of people. They hardly ever see the light of day, reminiscent of the first case that you talked about.
Right. Well, I mean, and honestly, nowadays, if Jeremy Corbell's not saying it so, then there really isn't any point, right?
It's interesting, though, how some personalities seem to manage to garner all of the attention. And I know some of them, it's definitely intentional. They just, you know, they have that need, that ego, to get it. But then others say they kind of seem to be drug kicking and screaming into the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. No, not him. Here my hands thumbing through files for 20 minutes. This is important discovery right here. There's my butt walking up a hill in tight jeans. Ooh, staggering.
Just think, though, if we get sued by Bigelow, you know, like Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are suing each other. It's got to be the most absurd trial I ever heard in my life. But my wife's listening to it on Court TV. And I think, you know, I never thought much of Johnny Depp. He did well in Ed Wood. And this Pirates of the Caribbean, I don't know, he's trying to play. Taking Keith Richards and adding drugs to the role. So you take Keith Richards on drugs and take that character and put that character on drugs and you get Johnny Depp. Why am I talking about this?
Something different. Maybe the visual of Jeremy Corbell's Crash at Skinwalker Ranch.
Can we invite a lawsuit, get the parent
cast? It's freedom of speech. I don't
Erica
know.
And Tim Swartz were all famous.
You know what? I will tell you that I had somebody that was, saying awful, stalking me. It was literally stalking me and threatening to kill me at different conferences. And I saw a lawyer, and because I'm a public figure, there's really not much that can be done. So.
Until they actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sad and frightening.
It is, yeah. It has been frightening. But I mean, at the end of the day, though, this does, you know what? There's no such thing as bad publicity, right? So they could go with that one.
Is that why we have all this nonsense in the UFO field?
That is a good question.
Well, I was just going to say there does certainly seem to be some colorful personalities, especially the ones who do manage to wind up on television quite a bit.
Yep. It's never a dull moment.
Of course, now that I said that, I just realized that, Erica, you've been on a number of shows. and always, always enjoyed your interviews.
Thank you. I think it's fun. I like doing TV. My background is in vocal performance and I'm a singer, and so I've been on stage. And I like, that's a fun thing for me to do. So, and again, my process, my thoughts have changed a great deal over the years. So, it's interesting. It's interesting.
When you go on reality TV, how do you keep the conversation accurate and not just a search for wacky stuff to get ratings?
I have, with reality TV, I don't know if I've, well, I haven't been in a position where it's been, I'm out here and it's, I don't know. It's you have things, points that you're, okay, talk about this, talk about, A, B, C, and D, and then you do your best to talk about that, and whether the editors, producers, cut out such parts and put other ones in, or I don't know what. It's interesting, but.
But did you find any of your appearances taken out of context?
I definitely think that there were things that were omitted, and it was always, especially towards some of the later appearances, I've always, tried to lend a more kind of a skeptical, not skeptical, just a more thoughtful idea on things. And I think some of those some of those things were probably cut out of stuff, but honestly,
I've
you can film like one show and then all of a sudden you're on 10 different shows with 10 different names and things. So it's a really interesting process for sure. And I haven't seen all of the shows I've ended up in. I have no idea.
You saying things like, all the events happening at Skinwalker Ranch really happen in Sedona, Arizona, and you would know.
Well, I don't think I've ever uttered those words, but but I don't, no.
Well, Chris O'Brien would tell the story here, where I think it was UFO Hunters. I was talking about the Mysterious Valley, where he spent years looking into paranormal matters. He wrote 3 books about it. And then when he sees the show, they take everything he said and make it happen in Sedona. Now imagine taking years and years of UFO paranormal cases and picking it up wholesale and just traveling to another state. Must have needed a big airplane.
I know. I've been approached a number of times from various reality shows wanting me to talk about certain subjects, And you know, I would tell the producers, like, I can't say that. It's that's just out and out not true. And they never call me back, which is good. I just always refuse to just go and just for a television appearance to make something up.
Well, or it is, and you know, and I want to get back to the yada yada yada. You know, comment way back when 2 hours ago or so. But you know, I mean, it is interesting that, you know, all of these shows, they have the ardent debunker. And I find that, you know, some of these debunkers get a lot of airtime and are interviewing, you know, a lot of people that wouldn't do an interview with me, which I find really interesting in and of itself. And they're so busy looking at, you know, I mean, it's like, oh, this is, you know, this sort of photograph, but yet they're not looking at technology. They're not looking at all the facts. So they're just as biased as somebody who's claiming to have seen an extraterrestrial.
But why wouldn't anyone want to be interviewed by you? You're a real pussycat, aren't you?
I am such a nice lady. Yes. I mean, honestly, I really am. You know, if anybody came on my show, I would never, you know, be... I wouldn't be disrespectful or rude. And I mean, honestly, I would say any of these things I say to their to their face, though. I mean, so this could be interesting, but I don't know.
We're going to have one more segment with Erica, and then she'll be back with After the Paracast with Gene, Tim, and Erica. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Tim Schwartz, our special guest co-host, had a question of Erica Lukes. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm like Erica. I can't remember what it was. But I was going to ask.
What I was actually going to say to you is, in the words of the great Captain Picard, engage.
Oh, dear.
Whatever it was I was going to ask, it's gone. Now I'm showing my age, Erica.
Well, we all need ginkgo biloba.
That's right. What's my name? Where am I at?
You know you're in trouble when you start calling your animals the animal's name that died before.
So like William Shatner's Denny Crane, you're suffering from the mad cow.
Yeah, true.
Well, I know we were talking about reality television and the questions that we've been asked. Oh, no, I remember what I was going to ask, Erica. Okay. When you have guests on your show, you know, you said you're a pussycat, but you're not afraid to ask the hard questions.
You know, I'm not. I really wish that any of these people would come on my show so I could really ask them that. I mean, I did have Brandon Fugel on my show, oh my gosh, maybe a year and a half ago. And that was a really interesting interview. He was very much sticking to the narrative, and, you know, a couple times the phone went dead when I had somebody call in, and, you know, it was a very, I look back on that and think, what happened with that? But he didn't want to answer some questions, and that's fine. But I like, really, you wouldn't think it from this interview, but I really like people. I like talking to people and hearing their stories. And with my show, like, you know, with this show, it is so important to get people on the record. And I look back at, you know, the some of the interviews that have been done on the Paracast, and I'm so grateful that that has been preserved. It's really, really cool. So that's, I love doing the show because of that.
My ego loves you for that. By the way, every single episode of the Paracast from 2006, February 28th, 2006, with Jim Mosey and Brad Steiger, both of whom are no longer with us, every single episode from that day forward is still online. You don't see it on iTunes, by the way, and the reason you don't is iTunes limits you to the last 300. But we've got, what, well over 800 episodes. And, of course, if you're a subscriber to the Paracast Plus, you get hundreds of episodes of After the Paracast. So I can't do an ad for that. But the point being here is we have asked a lot of people a lot of questions. In fact, this is interesting here. I don't know. Of course, you probably know Erica, who Preston Dennett is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we had this woman, a contactee, Dolly Safran, on the show. Don't know if you've heard of her. And this person was the subject of a book by Preston. And I made a joke about something here because when we had Jim Sparks, the contactee, on, one of our former co-hosts asks him, you spent all day on the spaceship, what about the bathrooms? And he had no answer for that. So, of course, I asked Dolly, what about the bathrooms? And after the Paracast, do you recall this, Tim? She described alien bathrooms.
Whoa.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She had them in full detail. That wasn't the sticking point of the conversation, though.
The other thing is here, she claimed to be a, shall we say, hybrid.
That makes two of us.
You're a hybrid?
I think so.
Seriously?
Why not?
All right. Hybrid what?
Well, that's another question, but I don't know. I just want to be a hybrid. Today's the day. I'm coming out. Coming out party.
You might be banned in some states in this country.
Well, yeah. Really? Probably I'm banned in the state of Utah, but that's okay. It's another story. I would like
to be banned from the state of Utah. Here is the one, the only Erica Lukes.
The hybrid Erica.
Yep, I'm Venusian. I'm part Venusian. Except you wouldn't know that because I'm short and dark-haired, but a girl can dream.
How short are you?
5'3".
My wife's 4'11".
Oh, I'm taller than somebody. This is good.
When we have dinner together, I'll have her wear her heels, you know, the 7-inch heels. When I first met her, and I remember I'm like 6'1", 6'2", it's a little less now when you're 400 years old. I first met her, she was 5'2", or claimed to be. And then she wore these shoes that were like platform shoes. So she's up about 6-7 inches, and I said, you're not so short.
Well, heels are good. I clearly, now I put them on, and somebody has to wheel me over to the corner so I can stand there propped up against a wall, because, yeah, those days have passed. Well, maybe not. I might find my mojo again, but...
Let me ask you a question here. All the craziness, all the madness in the UFO field, is this something we'll ever really fully understand and find an answer to?
No. No, nobody has so far, but... Then again, it's like this is such it's an interesting ride. It's an interesting process. And like I said before, it's I've learned a lot about many different things. And so even if I don't understand what it is when I die, it's been a ride.
Do you think it relates to the mysteries of life, or is it just being visited by something or someone?
I don't know. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, we learn so much every day, and we don't know what we need to know about our own planet. You know, there's so many discoveries that we'll make, and who knows, at the end of the day, or in 100 years, if we're still here, you know, what we'll find out about, you know, about the Earth and reality and space people and all sorts of things. It's these questions that keep people going.
Of course, the way things are now, you kind of think, you know what? Are we going to last that long?
You do think that, and you know, that's been interesting too with the archive and things. I've read a lot of books about or seen a lot of things about doomsday, and it's coming, and it's just like disclosure. You know, it's right around the corner. Start storing the goods and stockpile guns and ammo and. You know, all this stuff, and yet it never comes. And so hopefully doomsday will never come. That would be really, really good. And
as I recall, Dolly Safran was telling us, Tim, about the impending doomsday. What, 2.5 years from now?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. She said that the sun was going to act up and started out by frying all of our electronics, and which, I mean, scientists have been saying that, but she said it'd be almost like a mini nova.
Well, I was thinking of it this way. Some people wouldn't mind if their electronics were fried. It would be a completely different world. Erica Lukes, tell our listeners where we can find more of your stuff.
So you can find me at UFOclassified.com, and you can listen to my show live every Friday night at 7 p.m. On either Facebook or YouTube. I'm not sure. I don't think Twitter broadcasts it live, but I'm there. You can also find some of my older shows on Apple or Spreaker and places like that. So just Google my name. You can find me from there for worse.
Of course, you never know what's going to happen to Twitter if Elon Musk buys it. You can find us. It's another discussion we can have in our premium show. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. Look for the PowerCast on Facebook, where there are two things or thingies there for us. Also, we have branded merchandise. If you go to the PowerCast.shop, the PowerCast.shop, we offer four different logos. So take the T-shirts and the throw pillows and the logos, and you get great merchandise at great prices. And we also offer our premium subscription package, the PowerCast Plus. Go to the PowerCast.plus to sign up in minutes. We also offer this show free of the network ads and also the After the PowerCast podcast, uncensored, unpredictable. And Erica's going to join us on that, too, where you'll hear another side of Erica Luke's.
Oh, boy.
Use the coupon code UFO20, that's UFO20, to get a 20% discount on five-year and lifetime subscriptions to PowerCast.plus, the PowerCast.plus. Erica Luke's, always happy to have you aboard. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thank you.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.